Conclusion.
It is hoped that any reader who has been sufficiently interested to follow this treatise thus far, may by this time have a general idea of the astral plane and its possibilities, such as will enable him to understand and fit into their proper places in its scheme any facts in connection with it which he may pick up in his reading. Though only the roughest sketch has been given of a very great subject, enough has perhaps been said to show the extreme importance of astral perception in the study of biology, physics, chemistry, astronomy, medicine and history, and the great impulse which might be given by its development to all these sciences. Yet its attainment should never be regarded as an end in itself, since any means adopted with that object in view would inevitably lead to what is called in the East the Laukika method of development, a system by which certain psychic powers are indeed acquired, but only for the present personality. And since their acquisition is surrounded by no safeguards, the student is extremely likely to misuse them. To this class belong all systems which involve the use of drugs, invocation of elementals, or the practices of Hatha Yoga. The other method, which is called the Lokottara, consists of Raj Yoga or spiritual progress, and though it may be somewhat slower than the other, whatever is acquired along this line is gained for the permanent individuality, and never lost again, while the guiding care of a master ensures perfect safety from misuse of power as long as his orders are scrupulously obeyed. The opening of astral vision must be regarded then only as a stage in the development of something infinitely nobler, merely as a step, and a very small step, on that great upward path which leads men to the sublime heights of adeptship, and beyond even that through glorious vistas of wisdom and power such as our finite minds cannot now conceive. Yet let no one think it an unmixed blessing to have the wider sight of the astral plane, for upon one in whom that vision is open the sorrow and misery, the evil and the greed of the world press as an ever-present burden, until he often feels inclined to echo the passionate adjuration of Schiller, "Why hast thou cast me thus into the town of the ever-blind, to proclaim thine oracle with the open sense? Take back this sad clear-sightedness. Take from mine eyes this cruel light. Give me back my blindness, the happy darkness of my senses. Take back thy dreadful gift." This feeling is perhaps not an unnatural one in the earlier stages of the path, yet higher sight and deeper knowledge soon bring to the student the perfect certainty that all things are working together for the eventual good of all, that hour after hour, like an opening flower, shall truth after truth expand. For the sun may pale, and the stars may fail, but the LAW of good shall stand. Its splendor glows and its influence grows as nature's slow work appears, from the zoophyte small to the lords of all, through kalpas and crores of years.
And
end of the Project Gutenberg eBook of the Astral Plane, by C.W. Leadbeater. www.gutenberg.org. Produced by Brian Ness, Sankar Viswanathan, and the online distributed proofreading team at www.pgdp.net. Updated editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from public domain print editions means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the Foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties.
This book have been converted to audiobook by www.gnosisaudio.com. If you want to contribute with this audiobooks projects, write to us to www.gnosisaudio.com.